Hey, crowdfunders and fundraisers, Joseph Hoag here with another audiocast for crowd101.com, your blog for crowdfunding, investing in the crowd, as well as raising money from crowdfunding. I get emails every week from people that with small businesses and fundraising ideas that want to know if their project is right for crowdfunding. And my usual response probably isn't what they expect. While you might need to tweak your idea a little bit, every project is right for crowdfunding. It's a revolutionary new way to raise money, and it's really opening the door to a lot of projects. But instead, what people should be asking is, am I right for crowdfunding? Not everyone has what it takes to be a successful crowdfunder. There are habits that, maybe if you don't have the habits, you can work on them, but there's definitely some things that you need to watch for in yourself to be able to crowdfund. Now, I call these the six habits of successful crowdfunding. The first one, crowdfunding is about being personal. Above everything else, you have to be personal. This shouldn't surprise anyone. Funding a small business idea or traditional funding has always been about who you know rather than what you know. Successful crowdfunding is about reaching people on a personal level and making your goals their goals. One of the first posts on the blog was making an impact by making it personal. And it's one of the most popular posts because it really speaks to the point. In your crowdfunding campaign, you need to tell your story and find ways to make it relatable to others. You need to evoke emotions with your images, video, and content. The second habit here is successful crowdfunding is comprehensive. Beyond the business savvy that you're going to need for your project or business crowdfunding fundraising idea, crowdfunding involves a complete process of marketing and outreach. A lot of unsuccessful crowdfunding projects are those started by one person without that experience in multiple fields. You're going to need business planning skills. You need to understand how to strategically plan your campaign. It involves an understanding of marketing, both offline and online, to reach your audience. And you're going to need to know some budgeting and project financing ideas as well. Habit three is that it just really takes a team for successful crowdfunding. And this is really going to help you in a lot of the other habits. The need for such comprehensive knowledge and the hours required for crowdfunding means that a team is absolutely essential to your project. Slava Rubin, the founder of Indiegogo, reports that teams raise on average 70% more money than campaigns run by just one person. So you really need to build teams around your campaign. You need at least two, three people. I usually tell people don't even start your outreach without at least two people on your team from your own personal network. And then you can reach out to the community to maybe add another few people. Habit number four here is successful crowdfunding is about being aggressive. Just over 2% of your visitors to your crowdfunding campaign are actually going to contribute to the project. Those are statistics we see across all campaigns. And it really speaks to the idea that you need to ask frequently, and you need to get a lot of people to your campaign page. Be aggressive about asking people to visit the page and contribute. Even if you're just asking for donations for a nonprofit fundraising campaign, you're not asking for a handout. You're asking them to promote a project that needs to be funded, and you need to get the word out. So don't be afraid to ask and ask multiple times. Number five here is get creative for successful crowdfunding. You have to be creative. There's more than 7,000 projects on Kickstarter right now. You may not have the most innovative idea out there, but it's still going to have to be enough to get noticed. So, constructing a creative reward schedule that incentivizes and motivates visitors to step is a step in the right direction, and that's something we talk about it on the blog crowd101.com blog a lot. So check that out. Check out how to set up a reward schedule. Develop your project in a way that brings in other groups like nonprofit organizations and other small businesses to really get that teamwork effort going. And lastly, here is strategic crowdfunding is about being strategic. It's about planning your campaign from start to finish, even before it goes live. This means planning the strategy from pre-launch outreach, marketing, community building, all of those things that are going to need to go into your campaign before you even talk about it. And that's just going to give you the credibility and the momentum to carry th things through. Now, when I say that not everybody has what it takes for successful crowdfunding, it doesn't mean that your project can't be successful if you don't have all these six traits. Many people don't have all those six traits or don't have them in a large amount. You just need to work on them. You need to be aware that they're there. You need to be aware that you need to work on each of these, and you really need to approach the campaign from that level. That's going to be all for this audio cast of crowd101.com. Please tune in next time. We'll talk about more ways to raise money from the crowd.